Hello, how can I help?
Well, we're getting ready to do this migration, and forgive me, I know nothing about this stuff. Very small business, and I'm having someone help me, and we're going to work on this and get the thing migrated the first of the week. I think one of the things that I need to do is pick a new plan, and I'm not sure what I should get to replace the one that's going to go away here soon. I don't know if you've got my account up there. You can recommend where I what I should add, what program I should have.
Sure thing. Yeah, I can help with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're on.
That's what I was hoping to hear. I can't wait to get this over with. I'm getting sleepless nights about this whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. So right now, your server has 250 gigabytes of disk space. You're at about 45% there, and then you have 8 gigs of RAM. You're probably fine on that. You haven't had any situations where you've run out of resources or anything that you can
No,
recall?
it's been seamless since we set this up. I think, like, I don't know, 6 years ago, something like that. I've not had a problem.
Sounds good. Do you know why you're on a private server? Was there any kind of special configuration or resources, or was it just mainly just to stay off shared, so
Yeah, I think I don't remember the problem, but I think it was around 2016. We were on something and running out of space, and they moved us over to this one. So I'm assuming if it's not broken, let's leave it the way it is, I guess is probably the philosophy going forward. That makes sense?
okay. Definitely. That's how I do things too. Not broke, don't fix it. All right, well, you could probably just stay on a similar plan.
Okay, now where do I for where I think our computer guy needs to what his he has to open up another account before he moves it over from this one, correct?
Yeah, so usually the best way to do it to eliminate downtime, keep the old server up and running, right? Set up a new server. Copy everything over, test it, update DNS, and then remove the old server.
Okay.
So you're 240. There's a plan that has 8 gigs of RAM, and it only has 200 gigs of disk space. So it'd be 40 less gigabytes of space, but you're using less than, I guess, less than 120 at least. So you should be okay there.
Okay.
As far as the new server goes, and you have somebody that is able to kind of take the reins on managing the server itself.
Well, now, no, we have managed service, don't we?
Yeah, the plan you have, it's called managed, and what it includes is we install cPanel for you, so it has cPanel installed and configured and everything ready.
Okay.
And then it also includes a snapshot backup, automatic snapshot backup for you.
Okay.
But it doesn't include server admin support. So anything, any kind of administrative tasks you have to do, it'd be basically up to your developer
Okay.
server person, that
We've
you have managing it.
not had any issues when they migrated the last time. Everything has been perfect since then. So I'm assuming that chances are good that we won't have to do anything. And I'm sure if he needs to do something, he could do something.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he got you this far with the server.
Well, actually, I just
Because
relied
if
on
he can get you a
GoDaddy because
server.
I had no idea what they were doing, and again, scared to death as this was going, and they had to move us because we were about running out of space or something. And they did the migration, and we got through it fine. This time, I guess we're going to do it on our end, and that's why I'm trying to get this information. So we haven't had a problem with this at all since we moved it. So however it happened the last time, it worked out okay.
Okay, we'll get you on the same plan with the same level of support, that sort of thing. So
Okay.
just figure to let you know before we purchase it because, it's not really something you can add on to the server later. You'd have to move, if you wanted extra support. But yeah, I think you'd be okay on the 200 gig. It'd have four CPU cores, 8 gigs of RAM, so it's similar to what you have now. It's just a little bit less storage, but you're looking pretty good on storage. So,
okay, we keep adding to that. Is that going to be a problem? Should we get something that's got a little more storage?
Well, since it's a VPS, virtual private server, you can upgrade the server.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Down the road, if you need more space and you want to up it to 400 gigs of storage, you can do that. It doesn't let you downgrade, though. So usually I'd say probably get this one, and then if for some reason you need more, you can always add it later.
Okay, and that doesn't require migration again. You can just add that.
Correct. It's all virtual, so it would just assign more.
Okay.
Space to your plan.
Okay, that's
fine. You wouldn't have to migrate, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. But yeah, if you got someone that can handle, you know, managing the server, that'll save you some money, you know. Let's keep the control panel there. So this new plan with the control panel, it's $76 a month. If you buy it for a year, it's all prepay. So you just prepay for however long you want it for.
Okay.
If you prepay for a year, you get 20% off. If you prepay for 2 years, you get 33% off.
Now, I'm just concerned. The one we have now is $159.99. And I like to keep whatever service we have, and I don't fully understand the managed and what isn't managed, but we're paying $159.99 now a month.
Yeah. Yeah, so your payment would be much less on this new plan.
Why would that
be? The resources. Well, it's partly due to Moore's Law. So, over time, the amount of resources, you know, each generation of new hardware has more resources, but it's also cheaper to make and cheaper to maintain. This new generation of hosting, you know, it costs us less, right, to build and maintain. So it'll also cost you less to rent the server.
Okay. So basically, and forgive me if these questions don't make any sense, but this level of service, what you're providing, this the managed part of this, is the same as I'm paying for now. It's just that because of technology and price differences, the price is cheaper.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as the managed goes, they call it managed, which is kind of confusing because it doesn't include support. There's also something called fully managed, and that also includes the 24/7 server admin support. Without that, the most we can do is diagnostic support, so we could always go in and take a look and, you know, kind of get you in the right point you in the right direction. But for instance, you need to install a new version of PHP on the server. With fully managed, we're allowed to just go in there and install it for you. If you don't have fully managed, we may be able to do it for you, but we'd have to charge you a fee.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you can still do something, but it's extra to do that.
Yeah. It's limited, though, to a number of specific things. Whereas if you have fully managed, we'll take a crack at pretty much anything that we can do within reason. You know, as long as it's supported by the control panel, then we can go in and do whatever you need. It doesn't sound like you need much customization or anything done on the server. So you'd probably be just looking at the basic stuff, installing new versions of PHP, things like that, which are actually really easy to do having cPanel. It's just you'd be relying on your developer, you know, your tech person to do it rather than being able to call us to do it.
Okay, what is the difference between fully managed and the managed that we have now? Price difference, the one is $79 for the managed, what would be fully?
Gotcha. On that plan you're on, it was more expensive. Now it's cheaper. Let me look at what the cost is, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
We've not had any issues, but I would just like to make sure that we don't and don't mind paying a little extra to make sure I have that peace of mind there.
Yeah, a lot of times it's kind of like having insurance because you might not use it as much. So if you had the fully managed, it'd be $150 a month.
Oh, okay.
without it, you're looking at 76 a month.
Okay. Now, are these plans on the website? Is that where I find this and then I buy it and then we start the migration process?
Yeah, you can buy it on the front of the site, or we can help you purchase it as well. We can, you know, add it to the cart and help you process the order and that sort of thing, show you how to set it up. But yeah, you can find these plans on the website as well.
Okay, I'm trying to think the best way to do this. I'm going to talk with him probably Monday or Tuesday to get this for him to start. He was in and looking. He's not done this before, thought he could do it, and then he thought the next thing he needed to know where to move it, which I guess we have to have the other program bought. Is that possible to put that in my cart now so when we're ready to move, it's there and all I have to do is pay for it? Or how do you recommend we proceed here?
I went ahead and added it to the cart.
Oh, good.
So you'll see they're both in there right now.
Okay.
You'll see a Gen 4 VPS, 4 CPU, and there's a fully managed one in there. Hang on, I got to make sure that the VPS has cPanel in it, because you're definitely going to want that.
Yes.
But, even if you're really good at command line and you know you're a whiz at it, it's just easier to have a control panel. And then plus, you know, if you personally ever have to go in there, you 100% want to have a control panel, because if you've never done command line, you know, there's no way you're going to know what to do.
I have no idea. We just, a very small company, we do radio shows and everything is set up on FTP, and I do the radio shows and have no idea how any of, I'm an old guy, yeah, how any of this stuff operates. So.
Have you ever used DOS?
No.
Like on Windows?
No.
Okay. It's just like a command prompt, like you type in commands. Rather than like having a graphic interface where you point and click with your mouse, you type in commands on a command prompt. That's just how Linux works. Like, if you don't have any software installed, like cPanel, you'd have to do everything through a command line prompt, which it's hard to do if you've never,
never
done it before.
Yeah.
You know, people go to take a bunch of classes to learn how to do it.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
But I have both of them in the cart. So you'll see the one with fully managed. That's the one that's $150 a month. That gives you that 24/7 support. You can call us 24 hours, and we can help out with anything server-related.
Okay.
We can't help with anything with your website coding, right? You still need your developer for your coding
stuff. Right, right. Understand that.
And then the Gen 4 VPS, the one that doesn't have fully managed in it, you'll see that also includes cPanel. That's the one where, you know, we'd only be able to provide diagnostic support.
Okay.
And then they're both in the cart, so you just drop the one that you don't want, and then you can just proceed with the purchase on the one that you want to.
Okay, and both of these have the same storage and whatever. It's just a difference of service that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
When is this scheduled to be migrated? I think I heard sometime first part of mid-December, something like that before, just to know what timeline we're working on here to get this done.
I mean, they started doing it. They started moving these like beginning of October, but they're doing it in batches.
Yes.
Just to keep the call queue down, because, you know, sometimes depending on your website, there could be issues right when you get copied over. So they're not going to do everyone at once. I'm not sure how much information they're giving us as far as.
Okay. I didn't know whether there was a date there that they were going to do it. I think he said something like December 10th was the new target date to move this. So we've got this week, and I think we're on our way to getting it done here. This was just the next thing is, you know, what new server I have, and I've got that information. And I'll talk with him, and then we'll. So once we buy that, he can go ahead and start his part of it.
Yeah, you just purchase it, set it up, and then he'll be able to start copying everything over. Since you have cPanel, there is a tool. It's called Transfer Tool. I'm not sure, you know, what their plan is for how to migrate it. That's usually how we would do it, is we would just use the Transfer Tool.
Ah.
Basically, you just log into the new server. You go in, you put in the IP address, the username and password of the old server, and then it should be able to automatically copy over all of the cPanel accounts.
Ah, okay.
So it might be something you might want to mention to them, just to, in case they were planning on doing it the hard way. There's that way that could be a lot easier.
Okay, well, that is great news. I appreciate that, and I will pass this on to him, and I'll make the purchase out of the cart, and we should be in good shape then. Craig, thank you. This has been very helpful.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.